Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Making his very first appearance on The Tonight Show, please welcome Sebastian Maniscalco.
Why would you do that?
Please welcome Sebastian Maniscalco.
Aren't you embarrassed?
The incredibly funny Sebastian Maniscalco.
He tells me, can you take your shoes off, please? This is a shoe-free environment. I said, what the f*** did you just tell me to do? Shoes don't come off.
This guy just makes me laugh in so many different ways. He looks funny, he moves funny, he talks funny.
We all know these people in their mid-40s.
Yeah, that's the type of guys that are fantasy football. That's all they do. How's your receivers? Well, my receivers are really good this year.
I don't know why I see you, I start laughing immediately.
You ever go to Subway? That's a whole afternoon. The guy asked me, what do you want on your sandwich? I told him, run it through the garden. Just run it through the garden. Whatever I don't like, I'll throw it out my car window. Forget the pickles, right?
I'm enjoying doing some movies. Green Book, which is out now and nominated for some awards for the Oscars. Happy to be a part of that.
This is Dr. Donald Shirt.
Merry Christmas.
Come on. Make some room. Get this man a plate.
Did this gangster movie coming out with Scorsese and...
Irishman. What is it about?
It's about Jimmy Hoffa and how they killed him.
He was no downtowners. Joey the Blonde. But everybody, especially the newspapers, called him Crazy Joe.
Mr. Gallo, do you have an opening statement?
Yeah. This carpet would be great for a crab game.
Feels good to be home in Chicago. And when we picked this beautiful theater for this special, I told my father, you know, I'm going to do the special in Chicago. I'm going to do it downtown. He didn't say, you know, I'm proud of you. Congratulations. He said, where are these people going to park?
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on The Score.
Joining us now on The Score, we are absolutely thrilled. Simply one of the biggest names in comedy. And a local kid, make good. We always love those stories. He's bringing his Nobody Does This tour to the United Center December 11th and 12th. Tickets available, of course, on his website and through Ticketmaster. The Arlington Heights native, Sebastian Maniscalco, with us on The Score. Sebastian, thanks for the time, man. How you doing today?
Oh, it's good, man. Good to be on The Score. I mean, I've been a Score guy ever since. Oh, God, I used to listen to The Score when I was working at a job that I couldn't stand. I put The Score on, listened to Jiggets and North, and been a fan for a while. So thanks for having me on. And good to be coming back to United Center December 11th and the 12th. And going to pick up some pizza and hot dogs and do some comedy.
Oh, my God. Jiggets and North. See, I was trying to do the math. Rolling Meadows High School, NIU grad in 95, right? And then North and Jiggets, so Monsters of the Midday. Heavy Fuel Crew was the afternoon show. I was a producer on that at that show at the time, years ago. I was Meat Pants. I'm sure you don't remember the name, but anyway, you know, everybody had a goofy-ass name. What do you remember about The Score in that time, in the 90s?
Was that McNeil and Bors?
That's it.
Is that?
That's it.
Yeah.
I was their producer, 100%.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I remember, what's his name? I think he's working for ESPN now. Small guy.
The little guy. The little guy. Jesse Rogers.
Jesse Rogers. Yeah, Jesse Rogers. Yeah, just great memories, you know, especially during the heydays of the Bulls and in the 90s, listening to you guys kind of break stuff down. And, you know, now with the Bears, I don't know what the hell's going on. I watched the game yesterday, and I was like, this is what's the problem with the Bears. I had to go do a show. I'm watching, they score, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go do the show. 2 minutes left in the game. In a normal football team, you think the game is done. But then I get to the venue, and I go, they lost? It's like, what? How is that possible? So, I don't know, man. It's just, you know, it's just unfortunate because we got Thanksgiving coming up. The Bears are playing on Thanksgiving, and you want it to mean something, and now it's just going to be, you know, another disappointment. So it's just hard being a Bears fan nowadays.
Yeah, it now means nothing, right? Like, that's when you take your Thanksgiving nap and just, like, pass the side dishes because you don't really need to watch the game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So what do you make of the idea? I mean, we talk about it all the time on the show. Like, there's a chance in the not-too-distant future that the Chicago Bears will still be the Chicago Bears, but they'll take residence up in your old neck of the woods, Arlington Heights. What do you make of it?
Something's got to change. You know, it's either, you know, moving the team to Arlington Heights or selling the team. Something's got to happen to mix it up a little bit. And if they go to Arlington Park there, which is not too far where I grew up and my dad still lives. Of course, I've talked to my dad. I go, what do you think if they move to Arlington Heights? He's like, well, I think my home is going to be worth more money. So he's looking at it at a real estate point of view. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of hope they move something different. You know, it'd be nice to have a major NFL football team in the northwest suburbs of the city, and especially in the same town that I grew up in. And Jimmy Garoppolo over there went to my high school, Rolling Meadows. So yeah, it's nice. It's nice to see Arlington Heights getting some recognition.
So are Chicago sports, like, that end up being part of your identity at all? Whether it is like the quarterback starvation of the Bears, who always seem to suck, or the ego and the pride from the Jordan Bulls. I mean, did that end up being part of your makeup as a man growing up?
Yeah, man. I mean, to tell you the truth, the Chicago Bulls in the 90s really kind of brought my father and I together. I mean, we would kind of bond over those games, and we would go to, you know, bars to watch the game or at home to watch the game. And we bonded over the Chicago Bears over the years, you know, even though that I'm living in Los Angeles, he's living in Chicago. You know, every Sunday we're on the phone, you know, calling each other. Did you see that? What are they doing? What's going on? So it's been definitely with me throughout my life. And I've been living in Los Angeles now for 23 years. And people go, oh, you're a Rams fan, a Lakers fan. I'm like, no, man, I'm still Bulls, Bears, and Sox, and Blackhawks. So, yeah, that's my allegiance lies in Chicago. And I think it will forever, even though how bad the Bears have been over the course of my lifetime. You know, of course, you know, I was there 85 when they won the Super Bowl. But yeah, it's been tough to cheer for them. But you know, you're still a Bears fan through and through.
So you're bringing your tour to the United Center, December 11th and 12th. Sebastian Maniscalco is our guest here on The Score. But you're this Bulls fan. I mean, does it resonate with you? Actually, you've played all these incredible arenas all over the world, but you'll be playing in an arena where Jordan's number and those championships hangs in the rafters?
Yeah, when I came back and I did the United Center, I think it was a few years ago, and I came there, it was really surreal for me because, like you said, you know, I watched Jordan win championships in this building, and now I'm having the opportunity to perform there. Pretty surreal, especially – you know, I used to perform at Zany's Comedy Club on Wells there on a Wednesday night with 12 people in the audience, 10
That's
of which
different.
Were Thompson. Yeah. And then, you know, my parents were there. So it was like now there's 20,000 people, two nights. It's pretty crazy. And always love coming back home to Chicago to see the family and friends. Of course, my father's in the audience taking notes like I'm playing Little League. You know, this guy's got a legal pad out and he's writing down what I'm doing wrong up there. I go, can you just enjoy the show? This guy's always critiquing what I'm doing. He goes, that's not funny. You should do more of this. I think the crowd would like that. I go, just you're a beautician. Could you just stick to blowouts and dye jobs?
But I love
that. He thinks he's a comedy writer.
I love that he's still editing you like that. He's still your dad. It doesn't matter how big you are, Sebastian. He's still your dad. So he knows it. He still feels it like that, huh?
Of course. You know, I mean, he's never going to let that die. And you can't get a big head, not only with my father, but my friends. I come home, you know, and we're ripping each other to shreds right off the airplane. You know, there's no getting an ego with the people that I'm close with, especially, you know, Chicagoans. I'll tell you like it is.
So when you come to town, like, where are some spots that you got to hit up?
What do I like? I like Chicago Cut. Love David Flom over there. He really does it really nice. The Rancics with their restaurants. I enjoy RPM and what they're doing. Portillo's is a must. I mean, the hot dogs, the beef sandwiches, the shakes, whatever they're doing over there is fantastic. Johnny's Beef, huge fan of Johnny's Beef.
Yes.
Pizza, a little Malnati's, you know, the whole thing. You could go into a full blown cardiac arrest leaving Chicago with the amount of food that's over there. So I've just lost 20 pounds, so I'm not going to go too crazy, but I'll definitely have a cheap meal when I get back to Chicago.
I didn't notice any Jewish delis, none. What, so Manny's or places like that? I know you haven't found much Jewish food that you've liked. Your bit about Italians catering the Passover Seder is one of the greatest ethnic crossover moments in our culture, frankly. And my Nana was not a good cook, Sebastian. Just nothing good there. But so have you found anything that you like on the Jewish food front yet?
You know, I'll do a Jewish deli, a pastrami sandwich. Don't get me wrong. I think the Jews do some things well. But, I mean, you know, when your main highlight is gefilte fish, there's a problem with the cuisine. So, if they could just stick to the deli stuff. But, I mean, if you ask anybody, they want a matzo ball or a meatball, they go meatball all day. It's just, certain cultures kind of gravitate to good food, and I found that the Jewish culture is really not good at it.
No, but, like, we got a kreplach, though. It's kind of like a ravioli. It's close, you know, or like a pierogi. Everybody's got something like that, a dumpling.
When's the last time you heard anybody go, last night we had an amazing kreplach? I mean, it just doesn't happen.
It never happens.
That's not true. Not true. Hey, you have said that being on a stage making strangers laugh at what you think is funny is your therapy. So it's back. Now, how is it having it back now that quarantine is behind you?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, the silver lining on the quarantine was I got to spend a lot of time with my family that I just wouldn't get to spend if I was on the road. But, you know, after being inside for 393 days, it's like, all right, I love my family, but let's get the hell out of here. So it's nice, man. I mean, I never took it for granted pre-pandemic, but now when I'm on stage, I'm relishing every minute because who knows when they're going to lock us up again. So it's nice to get back out there. I've noticed people are dying to laugh. I mean, the crowds are super excited to be out and enjoying life again, and I'm just happy to provide some type of entertainment to these people because they've been starved over a year and a half for it.
Yeah, I read an interview that you did on like day 21 of quarantine, and you're like, I'm looking forward to getting back out there, and then now it's 390 days later. But
yeah, I thought this thing was going to last 6 weeks. I mean, when this thing first came out, I'm like, 6 weeks, they'll have it, you know, Amazon will figure it out, and then we'll be back. doing our thing, but a year and a half later and we're still screwing around with this thing and I don't know, it just is no good news. You have, every time you put on a computer or read something, it's like there's an uptick. I'm like, come on already. So hopefully this thing's behind us and we could plow forward, but in the meantime, I'm just bouncing from city to city, enjoying myself.
Did you ever think that maybe Amazon did figure it out? That's why it kept going. You know, look at them. They did just fine through the whole thing.
I know Amazon's killing it, and their CEO is up in space, and we're still getting boxes. It's amazing. I mean, I know businesses, they got the manager on site, and they don't know what they're doing. Amazon's got their CEO up in space, and I'm still getting razor blades to the house. So it's amazing.
Well, Sebastian, it's an absolute thrill for us. We're all such huge comedy fans and fans of yours. So if you ever feel the need to like get some Bears frustration out, you know, Seinfeld calls the fan in New York is Jerry from Queens. We got an open invitation to you to get some Bears thoughts out whenever you want it, man.
If they keep losing, you might hear more of me. So I'll definitely take you up on that offer.
All right, December 11th and 12th, and nobody does this tour at the United Center. Get tickets at his website and at Ticketmaster. Sebastian, man, it's a thrill for us. Thank you, and congrats on all your success.
We're going to bring you Kreplach to the UC. You're going to love it.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Have it dropped off at my house in Chicago for Thanksgiving.
Done deal.
Take care, guys. Be
Thanks,
good.
Man. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Sebastian Maniscalco.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.